with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Justice Department has sued more states in its push to uphold election integrity by ensuring accurate and current voter rolls. Harmeet Dhillon, Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, says some states are flatly refusing to work with the DOJ.
Maine and just this week, Georgia. Georgia, the Secretary of State, Rapsenberger, has told me to go play into traffic effectively. So we are going to be suing Georgia. We're drafting that lawsuit up. And eventually, you know, we expect to either get cooperation from every state or sue them.
Dhillon made her comments on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network. Meteorologist Greg Galina of the National Weather Service says some areas of Washington state have received a 72-hour stretch of continuous rain, creating flooding conditions.
They're starting to see rainfall totals of 12-plus inches into the foothills of Washington, Cascades, and the Western Olympics. So all of that eventually can't be absorbed into the soils, and it all runs off into the rivers. And so now we're starting to see a lot of those rivers swell to major flooding stages, and some places are seeing record flooding stages on some of those major rivers.
The Senate has rejected legislation to extend Affordable Care Act tax credits, essentially guaranteeing that millions of Americans will see a steep rise in costs at the beginning of the year. Senators on Thursday rejected a Democratic bill to extend the subsidies for 3 years and a Republican alternative that would have created new health savings accounts. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 646 points. The NASDAQ dropped 60, the S&P 500 up by 14. This is SRN News. A new analysis of communism and faith. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Radical Islam is perhaps the greatest threat to the safety of Christians around the globe, but communist governments are a big problem, too. International Christian Concern has released a report that concludes the five biggest communist regimes are cracking down on believers more than ever, beginning with China. Repression is also growing in North Korea, Cuba, Vietnam, and Laos. There may be as many as 100 million Christians in China alone. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge has permanently ordered Georgia's prison system to keep providing some kinds of so-called gender-affirming care for transgender prisoners. The state plans to appeal. U.S. District Judge Victoria Calvert ruled a new state law denying hormone therapy to inmates violated their protection against cruel and unusual punishment under the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump argues that the Federal Reserve's quarter-point rate cut was too small and could have been doubled. But former Ohio Congressman Jim Renacci observes that the Fed had good reason to be cautious.
They're trying to get ahead of what they believe is a jobs market that is softening, inflation that's a little bit above target, economic data that is uncertain. So it's a good first step. And I believe it's really based on this softening labor market.
Renacci is now with Salem Media. Disney will invest $1 billion and license its characters for OpenAI's Sora and ChatGPT images. Some new clips that are generated could even appear on Disney+. A booming session on Wall Street, at least for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It was up by 646 points. The Nasdaq struggled. It was off by 60. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.